And typically, with confirmation in the Lutheran Church, we kind of go through the rite of confirmation, and you all get a certificate. That's going to happen. We're going to give you the certificate after the car parade, so don't worry. You're going to get that great piece of paper. But I want to let you know, we feel at Peace Lutheran Church that we need to give you an honorary doctorate degree as well for what you guys have been through. And I really mean that sincerely. The process of confirmation at Peace Lutheran Church is that we do eight weeks of confirmation in the fall, and then also 8 weeks of confirmation in the spring. These youth, some of them have had to, and we do it for 2 years. Now, some of our youth have gone through confirmation for 3 years. They've gone that extra year. And then also, this year was actually extended a little bit longer. You all were supposed to be confirmed on April 5th. What's the date today? June 28th. They have been meeting on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. with the vicar and myself for an extra 2.5 months. So can we all agree they deserve PhDs? Yeah? All right. Hands are up. Very good. And at this time, we are going to continue with the rite of confirmation for you, and go ahead and respond in the appropriate ways. It'll also be projected here also, I believe, in front of you. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you to the very end of the age." Confirmands, you have been baptized and trained in the Christian faith. Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Youth, lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day in the presence of God and of this congregation acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? Yes, I do. Do you renounce the devil, all his works, and all his ways? Yes, I do. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? Jesus then descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From then he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? Do you hold all the scriptures to be the inspired word of God? Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? Do you intend to live according to the Word of God and in faith, word and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? We all rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord Jesus. You have confessed the faith and have been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's Word and receive His blessed sacrament, He who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the content of our teaching over the last 2 or 3 years is actually what we just professed there. That's just a condensed way to put everything that we've taught into just some words and share it publicly in front of your friends and family and your congregation here at Peace. At this time, I invite you to go back to your seats, and we'll continue with our gospel reading.